Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man, with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on a beautiful Tuesday morning. Tuesday, April the 16th, 2024, 15 minutes past the hour, 50 degrees and sunny skies here in the Marion area. And boy, is it beautiful out there this morning. Phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. If there's anything on your mind, give us a buzz. We would love to hear from you on this Tuesday morning. I'll tell you, we had one of the most interesting conversations yesterday on the program discussing happiness. I had an author on yesterday morning. Let me see if I can find his name here very quickly. He was an author. He's a writer for The New Yorker, a staff writer for The New Yorker magazine in New York. His name was Adam Gopnik, and he had written a book. It's a small book, but it's called All That Happiness Is. And he described what happiness was. And basically, it boiled down to accomplishments versus achievements. And after he was on in hour number one, we had a discussion in hour number two about happiness. Are people happy? Are people not happy? Are the majority of people happy? Do people find happiness? And it turned into a very interesting conversation. We had several phone calls. And, you know, I really don't know what to think. Now, a lot of people seem to feel that the majority of people in life are happy. And then there were a couple people, myself including, who feel that the majority of people are probably not happy. Now, maybe I should do some clarification on what I mean by people not being happy. I think people are content. I think people are okay. I don't think people are angry or upset or miserable or anything like that. I just think people are not genuinely happy. I think it's a day-to-day proposition for most people. I don't think they're overall happy. I think a lot of people have a lot of regrets. A lot of people reflect back on certain times in their life as great times, and they're sad that those are over. I think a lot of people reflect back on times where people were around that maybe are no longer around. I think that's where I think people are not happy. Because as I said yesterday, I hear from a lot of people about their high school days, about the time when they were in their 20s. You know, I hear a lot of people say, boy, I wish I felt like I did when I was 30. You know, I hear that an awful lot. Or, I wish I was still doing that job when I was 25. Or, when I was in high school, I was a really good football player, and I wish I would have tried out for college. I wish I would have went to college. You hear that an awful lot. I wish I would have done these things. And that's what I mean by, I'm not sure that most people reach their full happiness. Now, if you've reached your full happiness and you think you have it, that's good. I mean, who am I to question if somebody is happy or not? But I think that was the conversation that we were having yesterday, and it certainly was an interesting one, I thought. We had a caller right at the end who kind of described what they thought of happiness and why maybe we are not there. So I don't know. On the whole, are we happy? I don't think so. But I also don't think that's an awful thing to say. I don't think it's an awful thing to say that somebody's not happy. I don't know anybody who's happy all the time. So I think it's just one of those things. But again, phone lines are open here. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. I also think, interestingly enough, that some people try to convince themselves that they are happy. But it doesn't sound good to walk around saying, oh, I'm miserable, or, you know, I could be happier, or, you know, I'm not living up to my full potential. I don't think that people want to walk around saying that. I don't know if people in general are that nervous to be honest with you. You try to hope and think that people are honest, but are they? I don't know. I think they try their best. I have to tell you, this morning, now there have been some mornings as of late where I have run on very little sleep, but this morning might be the number one morning of running on very little sleep. I was up last night until after 4 a.m. with no naps or anything yesterday. So I came from doing this show to going to the other jobs to doing things last night to being up until 4 a.m. So not asleep until 4:30 a.m. and back up here this morning before 8 a.m., obviously. And I even still made it over this morning to get the large Diet Coke. So I'm up and running, but it was a very, very short night, as they say. That's okay. You'll have those from time to time. Okay. We talked a little bit about happiness here. Let's see. What else is on the agenda? Well, you know, I heard yesterday, do you remember about a month ago? I guess it was a little over a month ago now. We had Marion County Prosecutor Ray Grogan on. And Ray had said that he was investigating, or his office was investigating, Marion City Auditor Miranda McGinnis. And that we would hear something within 30 days. Well, I was reminded yesterday that we have now passed that 30-day mark and have not heard anything. Now, I reached out to Ray to see if there was anything going on. I have not got any response yet, but I think that's kind of interesting. You know, we talk a lot about local politics on this show, and I really don't know what has happened there in regard to that particular case. Does anybody have any idea as to what might be going on there? I think that's kind of interesting, to be honest with you, that I don't know. I really don't know. Does anybody have any ideas on what might be going on there? Because 30 days certainly have passed. And I guess the question is anything going to happen with the Marion City Auditor's Office? I think a lot of people feel that nothing is going to happen. We've passed the 30-day point. There's some question in there. I really don't know. I don't know why the 30 days have passed and we have not heard anything. I don't know if we will hear anything. But I do remember when Ray was on, he seemed to be pretty adamant that we were going to hear something within the next 30 days. So, any thoughts on that as far as the Marion City Auditor's Office goes? Heaven knows we've talked an awful lot about that office over the last, it's getting to be about 3 or 4 years now. We've talked a lot about that office. Do you think anything is going to come down the pike in regard to that particular office as far as news from the Marion County Prosecutor's Office? If you have any thoughts on that, give me a buzz. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. It's that local news again. I I don't know. You know, I was told by a lot of people that they would be very shocked if anything came out of the prosecutor's office in regard to the auditor's office. Now, I don't know why that was a thing, but here we are past the 30-day mark, and we haven't heard anything. So, we'll see where this all shakes out. Maybe there's nothing to say. Maybe that's the issue at this particular point. But we'll see where it goes. Does anybody have any thoughts on anything else going on with the city? It's an interesting time down at City Hall. A lot of things going on that are causing a lot of attention that seem to be getting people very questioning of what is going on at City Hall. A lot of things involving the service director. A lot of things involving the auditor, certainly. And I think a lot of things involving City Council. As to where they go from here, is the city in good shape, and what comes next? I don't know. I don't know where we go from here. I think things certainly at some point will have to come to some kind of a head. I really do. I think that at some point, somebody's going to have to ask some questions. And I think when the questions finally get asked, will the answers be sufficient? And I wonder if the people will clamor for answers. I was talking to somebody over the weekend about why don't we get more information than we get. And really, the reason for that, on the whole, is do we ask for it? The media can ask for information, but if the public is not clamoring for information, it probably is not going to be given over just willy-nilly. So you almost have to, everybody's got to be in it together. From the media to the citizens, everybody's got to be pushing. Now, this brings up a whole nother subject, because a lot of people feel that if you're in government, that maybe you have some kind of ulterior motive. We've heard that for years. How many people say, you know, you can't find an honest politician? Now, I've never went along with that, because I've known several honest politicians, but that's something a lot of people say. I can't find an honest politician. And I always wonder why that's a thing. Why do people think that politicians aren't honest? I mean, is it dealings that they make? Is it decisions that are made? Is it because there's a lot of money involved in politics? Is that the reason people are distrustful of politics on the whole? I really don't know. Because, you know, people don't really go after other professions like that. We really don't say that about law enforcement. We really don't say that about doctors or lawyers. We say other things about those professions. But we really don't say that they're not honest. I wonder why that sticks to politicians. Because, as I've said, most all the politicians that I have met, as near as I can tell, have been as honest as I think they could possibly be with the answers they give. And, you know, there used to be a time years ago, before we had such a distrust in our politicians, where people would say if they didn't know what they were doing, they wouldn't be there. Now, can you imagine if we said that in the world today? If we didn't know what they were doing, they wouldn't be there. You know, that would never be a thing today. Nobody would ever speak of a politician in that particular way. What do you think has changed in society that has brought along that skepticism of most all politicians or people involved in government? I find it fascinating. And I wonder if those people are happy. Back to our happiness conversation here. Again, phone lines are open. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Give us a call if there's anything on your mind. Do you think a healthy skepticism is good? Maybe some people feel that that is what is needed, is to be skeptical of the government. And have you ever noticed in recent years, and I am hearing more and more of these every day, that everything is a conspiracy theory? You know, we've always had conspiracy theories. Heaven knows we had the JFK assassination, and we had the RFK assassination, and we had Martin Luther King Jr., and we've always had conspiracy theories to that degree. But it seems like now that everything is a conspiracy theory. That no matter what somebody does, there has to be some conspiracy behind it. That the reason something is being done is always for some other reason. It's never for the reason that we think. Why do you think we've become such a skeptical society? To believe almost anything. You know, last week somebody showed me a video of, I forget who it was. It was, I think a musician, music star. And they were just rattling off people that they were going to go after if they got taken down. And I can't remember who exactly that was. But the video, when I saw the video, just looking at it, clearly to me, it looked like a fake video. It looked like it was taken from something else and being used to promote this conspiracy theory. Now, why are people so easily taken in by conspiracy theories? Do we just want to believe that something else is going on and not everything is exactly as we see it? Is that what it's all about? I don't know. I know the allergies are up this morning. I wonder if that's a conspiracy or not. Boy, I'll tell you, April, May, and June are heavy-duty allergy seasons. And in the morning is the worst time. I think it's because you lay down all night, and it just kind of all collects. Is anybody else having any trouble with the allergies? You get the kind of stopped-up throat in the morning? Give me a call if you're out there. People might be outside this morning enjoying the beautiful weather. 49 degrees and sunny skies. 32 minutes past the hour here on this April the 16th, 2024. You know, yesterday was tax day. I did not hear a whole lot about tax day. Usually you hear a ton about that. Do you have your taxes filed? Are things ready to go? I didn't hear a whole lot about that yesterday. Maybe people now are more ready to go than they used to be. Remember when tax day used to be a feared day? People would procrastinate and not even start their taxes until April the 15th. I think now people are a little more sensible when it comes to doing their taxes, would be my guess. But you never know. There might be people who still wait till the last minute. There might be people who wait until April 15th to do their taxes. I'm not sure. 740-751-4038. 33 minutes past the hour. The phone lines are open and we can talk about anything you would like. You know, yesterday I talked a little bit about this. I was given a flyer last week about something going on here in Marion. And one of our callers knew something about this. But essentially, here's what it is. And I'm just going to read the flyer as it is in front of me. Chestnut Solar is a proposed solar-powered electric generation facility located in Pleasant Township, Marion County, occupying approximately 404 acres within a 562-acre project area, and a capacity of up to 65 megawatts, which will cause the following. Now, this is on the flyer. Negative impacts to our community. 30-plus years of visual and environmental impacts, such as loss of fertile farmland, flooding drainage issues, loss of property values, loss of wildlife. Drinking water quality, rural landscape turned into an industrial zone, short and long-term health effects, incompatible with local land use plans, all electricity generated is sold in green credits, noise from investors, or inverters, excuse me, toxic runoff into damage occurs, heat island, community unrest, and strain on emergency services. So this group wants you to join the fight, concerned citizens of Pleasant Township, who are against solar in that particular area. Now this all boils down to a meeting that will be held at 5 p.m. Monday, April 29th at Tri Rivers. And they are collecting signatures for this particular event. And on this paper, it also tells you how to send an email, phone numbers to call, to complain, so on and so forth. Now, I don't know. We had one caller yesterday who had heard about this. Has anybody heard anything more about this whole solar situation? The Chestnut Solar proposed solar-powered generation facility located near Pleasant Township. Other than running into these people the other day, and the phone call we had earlier or later in the program yesterday, I really had not heard too much about this. But people seem to be up in arms when it comes to this. I don't know what the end result will be here. I know people are certainly rallying against it. I don't know why they picked Pleasant Township. I don't know how that all came to be a thing. But I guess at this point it is. And I guess the question will be answered. Will these people be able to make a difference through their meetings and through their petitioning and through their gaining of signatures? Will they be able to come up with something that is worthwhile to stop this from happening, which clearly they do not want to happen? If anybody has any thoughts, give me a buzz. 37 minutes past the hour here. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. The people in Pleasant Township certainly would not be qualified at this point as being happy. You know the problem with something like this. You know, they want to put this solar energy facility in because a lot of people do want to go to solar at this point. Now, a lot of people don't, but a lot of people do. But they have to have places to put the facilities, and I don't know, would anybody be happy with a solar facility in their neighborhood? I don't know how you decide where those go. I don't know if that's dependent on the land. I don't know if that's dependent on the cost. I don't know if it's dependent on location. I really don't know how they come up with where they're going to put something like this. But the people in Pleasant are certainly trying to block it. And also on that note, if the people in Pleasant are successful in blocking this from happening, well, where will it go? Will it go to a different city? Will it go to a different county? Will it stay here in Marion? I don't know. We're just full of questions this morning. We started talking about the fact that we have not heard anything from Marion County Prosecutor Ray Grogan in regard to the Miranda McGinnis situation, Marion City Auditor, and how we thought we would hear something within 30 days after the conversation with Ray, and we still have not heard anything in regard to that. There's a question. Why haven't we heard anything? Now we have the question about the solar plant propose to go into Pleasant Township and what will happen with that. And then we have the question that we started yesterday. What is happiness, and are people happy? You see, that's what it all comes down to in the end, is you have to define happiness, which maybe we did not do yesterday as we were describing the whole thing. What exactly is happiness? Because you have to know what you're striving for before you can say if you have it or not. And again, just to be on the record here, I think most people would say that yes, they have it. But do they? I don't know. You know, I've often talked on many programs about people's blind spot. How there's a certain area that people do not see in regard to their own life. You know, I don't know. I think people really think that they have it right. And, I'm sure I'm the same way. I think we all think that we have it right, or why else would we be doing it in that way? Now, the question becomes, do we have it right? Have we achieved happiness? Are we doing the right thing? I don't know. I think it's much easier, unfortunately, to judge somebody else and say, well, they're not happy, or well, they are happy. It's a whole thing. All right, I think we got a call coming in here. Go ahead, caller.
Good morning, Scott.
Good morning. How's it going?
Not too terrible.
It's a beautiful morning.
Other than my doctor's appointment, 20.
A good doctor's appointment?
Heart doctor, yeah.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
Got to make sure the thing's still ticking.
That's right. So I wanted to touch base with you on this solar thing.
Yeah, go ahead.
So I guess I don't get it. It's a solar. Were they going to be making the solar stuff? Is that what's going to be?
No, I think it's a generation facility. It's the Chestnut Solar is a proposed solar powered electric generation facility.
So it's going to be making the power.
Yeah, I guess they would have the solar panels out there, and they would be collecting the energy.
Okay, I don't see what the big difference if it's land. I mean, we have like all those windmills in here in Marion. So what makes the difference if we have? I mean, that's the way everybody's going these days, solar.
Well, the people in this area basically have ran off a lot of reasons why they don't want it there.
Okay. Well, I didn't hear the reasons. But
I'll run some of it. Loss of fertile farmland, flooded drainage issues, loss of property values, loss of wildlife and habitat, fire safety concerns, drinking water quality, rural landscape turned into an industrial zone, short and long-term health effects, incompatible with local land use plans, noise from inverters, toxic runoff if damage occurs, heat island, community unrest, strain on emergency services.
Well, isn't that most stuff that we build have a lot of the, you know, anything we built in this community, like, I don't care what you build, it's going to have a lot of impact on certain stuff. I don't care what you put up. It's going to have impact on certain stuff. That's just the way it goes. But I don't know. I don't know about anything about the solar thing, but I guess you have to talk to an expert about that. But
What I think this is really about is this is just an area of town out in Pleasant Township where there really are no businesses. And the people who own houses out there don't want this big facility out there where people will be going to work and taking up space. I think that's generally what this is all about.
Oh, okay. I mean, if it's creating jobs, I don't see why not. But what do I know, I guess?
Well, I think it's kind of like, you know, people don't want, if you live in the county and you think you've got a nice piece of maybe farmland or you've got a nice piece of acreage
And then here comes this business that was not there when you bought the property and kind of changes the whole configuration of the neighborhood. I think that's what this is about.
Yeah, it could be. And, you know, a lot of people don't like changes, and that's just the way it goes. But sometimes there is changes that happen in life, you know?
Well, that brings us to another question that we've been bringing up this morning, and it was carryover from yesterday. Do you think people are happy?
No. No, I don't. I had somebody give me the flip the bird yesterday.
Oh, they flipped you the bird.
And all I was doing just like sitting at the stoplight, and the stoplight turned green, but it just turned green, and they thought it was already green, and it wasn't green, and I was like, wait, what are they flipping me? Flipped me off for?
Now wait, was this somebody in the opposite lane?
Yeah. No, I mean, no. It was to be somebody behind me. I saw them in my rearview mirror.
Oh, you look back in the rearview mirror and you got the old one-finger salute.
I got the old one salute. Yeah.
You know,
I was like, it wasn't green yet. I mean, it just turned green.
Did they honk or something to get your attention?
No, they. I just looked up and they had their finger up in the air.
Now, in a situation like that, what does that make you think?
Somebody was mental and unstable, I think.
Well, there you go. You got a lot of those running around.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know. I don't. I think people think they are happy. I really do. I think people deep down think they are happy. But I'm not really sure if they are deeply happy. I always hear people with regrets saying, I wish I would have done this. I wish I would have done that. So I don't know if they're happy or not. I don't think most people are. And yesterday we had some disagreements about that because a lot of people felt that most people are happy, but I don't know if most people are or not.
No, they're not. I think we have a lot of unhappy people, to be honest with you.
Why do you think that?
I don't know. I think a lot of it is just society, I think, we live in. We live in a fast-paced society, and a lot of it is mental health issues. We have a lot of mental health issues in this world, and it's not just Ohio. We have all the United States, I think sometimes it's the weather. We have a lot of bad weather in Ohio.
Do you think
go ahead.
No, but do you think most people are happy with the decisions that they make in regard to their relationships, in regard to their kids, in regard to their coworkers? Do you think most people are happy with those relationships on the whole?
No. No, I don't think so. I think a lot of it is the show.
Well, that's the question, the show. Why do people put on the show? Why do they tell you they're happy if they're not really happy?
I don't know. A lot of people don't like to be alone. I think that's what a lot of it is. A lot of people don't like to be alone. And they just want to be with somebody, and they just put on the show. And that's just the way it goes, I guess.
Well, speaking of a show, I talked a little bit about it yesterday morning, but I didn't get in depth. Saturday night, you went to the Addams Family as well over at River Valley. What'd you make of the big production?
Well, you know, the orchestra really done a good job. The characters and everything, they did a very good job. The kids, and I'm not sure if there's some teachers involved in it or not, but it looks like there was probably some teachers involved. But they did a really, really good job acting it out.
Yeah, I thought it was a very good performance.
Yeah, they did a really good job on it.
I thought it was interesting because the cast itself was not really that big.
No, it wasn't. It really wasn't. And Adam's family was not an easy task to pull off either.
I thought it was an interesting thing because there were some extras in there who were portraying ghosts, but really the main cast was only about, 10 people? And that's a lot of dialogue to remember.
Yeah, absolutely.
And they had a pretty good attendance.
Yeah, they sure did.
And remember,
they showed it all three nights.
And remember, if you don't use your program, remember to turn it in.
Absolutely. And you kept yours.
Well, I did because I used it. I brought it back here to talk about it on the radio.
Yeah, okay.
So, you know, I wasn't going to turn it in that way. But I don't know. I thought it was a great performance. I thought they did a really nice job with what they had out there. And it's nice to see a good musical back in a school auditorium.
Yeah, absolutely. It turned out really good. And I think they did a really good job. Good job for Rally. Good job for Rally.
And what was the song in the show, Death is Just Around the Corner?
I remember this. You turned to me. You're like, hey, you should use this for your theme song.
I think that was pretty good. That we got a good laugh out of that during the show.
Yeah, we did. We did. We sure did.
Because remember, death is just around the corner.
That's right.
For all of us. For all of us.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. So... Well, I won't take you any more of your time up. I just wanted to give you a quick call and touch base on a couple of things and all the rest of your show.
We'll see what happens with solar.
All right, sounds
Thanks.
Good.
Bye-bye. All right, we thank Sean for calling in this morning. And again, phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. You can get in on the conversation as well. Now, isn't it interesting? There's another vote for people who aren't, who believe people are not, in general, happy. Now, I think on the whole, in the last 2 days, we've had two people say that people are happy. The majority of people are happy. And now we've had two people say that they believe the majority of people are not happy. And like I said and have said for the last 2 days, I do fall into the category that I don't think that most people are happy. I think they're just getting by. I think they're doing what they have to do to get through the day to satisfy themselves. And I don't know. I see, here's the problem. I'm the optimist. I want everybody to be happy. I want everybody to be great. But boy, I'll tell you, I look at pictures sometimes of people on social media, and I read things that people are writing, and I don't know. I don't know if the majority of people are happy. And I think the younger you get, I think the more unhappy people are. I think, you know, the 55 and under crowd seems to be one of the most unhappy groups. And I'm not really sure why. I don't know if it does have something to do with the fast-paced society. I don't know if it has something to do with where we are in the world. I really don't know. I don't know if technology is driving that. Technology could very well be driving that for all I know. I don't know. But if you'd like to share your opinion, feel free. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. You know something else that's interesting to me in a way? Is that a lot of people will tell you that they're happy, but then they will get cranky with you. They will get a little, not argumentative, it's not so much argumentative, but they'll get just a little touchy with things that you say. Now, there's nothing wrong with a disagreement. I think disagreements, we learn a lot of things from. One person believes one way, one person believes another. We hash out the problem and we go from there. But it seems to me like some people get very sensitive when somebody else has a different opinion. Now, to me, that would not lend itself to happiness. I think that might be an unhappy moment. But if we all thought alike, the world would be a pretty boring place, wouldn't it? 54 minutes past the hour here
on this Tuesday morning. And again, phone lines are open. We've got about 6 minutes left in this particular segment. If there is something you would like to say, please feel free to weigh in. We can talk about happiness. We can talk about the solar plant that is proposed in Pleasant Township. We can talk about, if anybody saw Adam's family at River Valley, we can talk about that. We can talk about the idea that the prosecutor has not done anything with the city auditor yet and has not said anything in regard to it. Are we going to see anything in regard to that case? I don't know at this particular point. Certainly, as of now, we have not seen anything. So I don't know where it's all going to end up. Oh, I will tell you this. Yesterday, and just to show you the reach of some things, yesterday I was in line, maybe I was helping somebody, I think, at the grocery store. And I walked up to them, and it was people that I didn't know, and I was helping them. I think they were having some issues with their corn on the cob. And the person looked at me and said, "Didn't I see you on WrestleMania?" And I said, "Well, not exactly WrestleMania, but the Hall of Fame, but I was at WrestleMania." And I am still shocked by the reach that that event had. And I'm still shocked at the number of people, number of wrestling fans that we have in Marion. I guess I never would have guessed that the number was so high, but apparently the type of entertainment that the WWE does is very appealing to an awful lot of people. And there certainly isn't anything wrong with that. I think that's the whole idea, to appeal to the masses. So again, I was very happy to be a part of that. It was a very fun weekend. I enjoyed it to a great deal. And what's better than that? What's better than getting to be a part of something that is fun and participate, and apparently have people come back, or you come back, and people say, "Hey, you did a good job with that." That's not bad at all. And by the way, I don't know that we've talked about it as of last week, but I did not use a speech. I did not have a speech written down when I went to the podium. I don't know how many people saw it on the Peacock, but I did not have one. Because it's just, in the final analysis, when I was thinking about it, I thought, if I try to stand up here and read a speech, it's just not going to go well. Because I like to look at the audience, and in that particular case, I wanted to look at the camera. I did not want to keep looking up and down. So, there was no speech, and I think it came off fairly well. I don't know how good it came off, but people seem to feel that it came off okay. So I guess that's the best you can ask for. All right. 57 minutes past the hour. Got a whole nother hour of programming here this morning. And again, the phone lines will remain open. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. You know, I will say something about the call that we had earlier here this morning. Is that, you know, the weather does affect a lot of people. And when the weather is like it is right now and has been for the last couple days, people do perk up a little bit. The weather has a lot to do with people's attitude. And I think that's probably why a lot of people have always fled to Florida during the winter months. Is because when it's gray outside, when it's cold outside, I don't think you have as much energy. I don't think you're as optimistic. I think it does affect people's personality. And now that we've got some sunny, warm days, and people are back at the ballparks playing baseball and softball and t-ball, and all those things that are rites of passage of spring here in the Midwest, I think it perks people up. And I think they can get on their clothes that aren't so bulky anymore. They don't have to do the sweatshirts. They don't have to do the stuff that they wear all winter just to stay warm. They can put away the coats and the gloves and the hats and the scarves and all those sort of things. I think that's also a plus for a lot of people. So the weather, I think, plays a big part in people's happiness, amongst so many other things that we have talked about in the last 2 days. Well, we're coming up on a break here at the top of the hour. We've got some news. We've got some weather and some other things that you can listen to. But we are going to come back in about 15 minutes and discuss even more things on the program. And remember, if you're out there and want to get in on the conversation, the phone lines do always remain open here. We are the public square of the air. Hey, how about that? It rhymed. I feel like Dr. Seuss. We're going to be back in about 15 minutes. Don't you dare flip that dial. And we'll continue on with the dialogue that we have. Be back in 15.
You're listening to the place for the best guests and talk. From Joey Diori at WGN's Bozo the Clown.
Before we wrap up, I'll ask, and you can or can't, can you do something in the Bozo voice for those people?
You know, the funny thing is, and as I mentioned before,